Well, our next guest certainly knows all about Origin. He played 14 times for New South Wales between 1989 and 94.
A legend, Ray.
Yeah, a legend. 21 times for Australia. Of course, he played 246 games for his beloved Balmain Tigers. And he's involved with the New South Wales team and the coaching staff heading into Game 2 tonight. I talk of Paul Sirenan. Paul's on the line from Perth. Paul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, boys. How are you?
Terrific, and thanks for joining us. I know it's bright and early over there, Paul. I don't know how he managed to get Dino out of bed at 5 o'clock for our 7 o'clock start, but he turned up there, Paul. He turned up.
Mate, I got him by an hour. I'm going to make this about 4 o'clock, I believe. So my body clock's still on city time, mate. Yeah. But, Doggy, good work. 80 games and not one bruise. You're lucky.
Not one bruise, exactly. So, Ray, I'm in Scarborough, right? And I go out and I've got a beautiful view of the water. I'm thinking, this is the life, you know. And I look down, there's the swimming pool. And there's someone bending over in sluggos. I thought, oh, it was like an eclipse.
What?
Ciro looks up at me, and I looked at him, and I thought, I've got to get back inside. I was frightened.
What were they, Doggy? They had the big Balmain Tiger.
They did too. They did too. God love you.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Ciro, what's it like? I mean, I'm here as well, mate, but I mean, you're inside the camp, literally. How is the feeling inside the camp? To me, Ciro, it looks like there's a real steely resilience inside this team for this game.
Well, I think once you go down, once you go behind 1-0 in the Origin series, it gets a little bit like that too. I mean, the boys are pretty easy going, mate, but and they're fairly relaxed. But yeah, when the time comes to turn the button on to focus and whatnot, they certainly do that, mate. So it's there's no second chances now, and I think they understand that. We were a little bit off in game one, but we need to have everyone on the same page tonight, and ready to go at 6 p.m. local time when we kick off.
Paul, a lot has been said and debated about what went wrong in game one. What do you think Freddie Fittler and the coaching staff have learned from that loss to Queensland in the opening game to potentially turn it around tonight in Perth?
Well, look, Ray, we were a bit off, but look, by the end of the day, if his IEO just, if he crashes over and makes it, you know, if he scores and makes it
16-all,
we go into extra time, it could have been an entirely different finish. But look, there's certainly elements of the game where we, under the last 4 or 5 years with Freddie and his coaching staff, there's been a couple of non-negotiables in the game where a little areas of kick pressure and backing up your mate, working on the inside, a couple of those things that you don't question, but we kind of let ourselves down in those areas. Just once or twice, and that's enough to give Queensland a sniff, and Queensland were good enough to come up with tries. So, we'll have to be really good tonight in those areas.
Ciro, take us inside the team today. Like, on the day of a game, there's a lot of waiting around. You know, what do they do? When do they get up? Do they have a sleep in the afternoon? What time does the bus leave? Just take us inside the camp on game day.
Well, Doug, you're a little bit different that it's a 6 p.m. kickoff here. So you normally, if we're on the Eastern Seaboard, it's an 8 p.m. kickoff. But the boys like the same routine. It'll be, if they lay in the morning, they'll lay in. They might get up and have a little walk. There will be a team walk around sort of 10:30, 11, where everyone gets together and has a little stretch and passes the footy around for 20 minutes. Then they'll go back to their rooms for a little bit. They'll have their lunch. And then, after lunch is generally when they'll do their little bit of focusing and preparation. But every guy's different. I mean, some might get up and go for a swim. Some might, listen to music, watch movies, just don't think about football until they need to. So it's a real individual thing. I would say arrive out at the ground, which will be around sort of that 4:30. I'd imagine 4:30 they'll be out there 90 minutes before kickoff. That's when everything really kicks in. You spoke about that steely resilience and that sort of stuff. You'll get a bit of a gut feel how things are building from then.
And Paul, Dino spoke about it earlier about he thinks it's the greatest rivalry in Australian sport. As a person who played 14 Origin games and is a person who's still involved with the New South Wales Blues squad. What makes Origin so special? What makes it such a beast that each and every year we can't get enough of it?
Oh, look, I think, Ray, because it's, you know, there's, it's like having three grand finals in the middle of the season, the regular season. It's, I mean, they're all big events that, you know, you might get one game in, well, you get one game in Brisbane now, one in Sydney, and then we, you know, we travel either Melbourne, Adelaide, or Perth, and who's not to say in years to come that we'll take it overseas if the market's there for it. So, but look, it's a big event. It generates, you know, it's a huge, you know, revenue generator for the game too. You know, it's one of those things, particularly, you know, the, well, ticket sales, corporate TV rights, all that sort of stuff rolled into one, and it's, you know, and look, it's. Or, you know, there's a sense that, you know, we need to get that sort of, you know, a little bit of hate, dare I say, a little bit of hate back into it, you know, and it is hard because you're going to the days where you could do some stuff off the ball and bits and pieces, but that kind of went out with but look, it's still, I mean, the speed, if, you know, and if I could tell the listeners, I mean, the speed and intensity of these games, and if people say the game's got soft, I tell you, but they're incredible athletes, and the speed they do things, the precision of passings, and the contact they make, it's, you know, I mean, you can, I'm kind of limping around now, 20 years after I'm here, so it'd be amazing to see what these blokes will be doing in 25, 30 years' time as well, but the game, it just keeps going to another level, you know, the guys are getting bigger and stronger and faster, and you wonder where it'll stop.
Ciro, when I mentioned Queensland, what frightens you the most?
I wouldn't say frighten me, Doggy. I would think that there's a couple of key players for them. Obviously, you know, I mean, Munster was so good in game one, and he's just so unpredictable, and he's got that sort of. He's just got natural strength. He can bounce out of tackles and bust tackles, and you know, some of the guys he can beat with his strength is, and they're strong, good defenders, you know. But he's 1 point. I would think, obviously, that 1-2 punch with Harry Grant coming on, we'll have to try and combat, you know, be a little bit better around the ruck too. We're a little bit loose around the ruck in game one. Once Grant comes on, he'll be ID'd at you know, dummy half for Queensland. So, look, you know, it's just controlling the ruck. That's where it all starts, really. You know, we need to control the play of the ball. Just be a little bit more testing of the referee, I guess. And that's my personal opinion. We're probably a little bit too nice in game one where we were peeling off tackles and let Queensland play the ball, get a roll on too. So we need to control that ruck a little bit better. But again, there are the little things that I spoke about before, you know, which we've been really good at over the last 4 or 5 years under Freddie, and we probably just took our eye off it in game one. So, but yeah, I would think there's a couple of threats that everyone knows about. But you know, they've got some really good athletes too, mate. You know, Ponga, Holmes, young Cobbo too. I thought he was, you know, he's pretty good in his debut game as well. So, I mean, these games, it doesn't matter who's playing, mate. They're always close. Whoever pulls out on the blue or orange jersey, they're doing it for themselves and their state and their family and their communities, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's such a fascinating contest, isn't it, Paul Knight? One of the undercurrents leading to this game has been I guess I can use the word criticisms of Freddie and Brandy and some of their selections, etc. But they strike me as two blokes who never lose their cool. How are they and how are the coaching staff going into tonight's game from the Blues side of the fence?
People are always going to make comments about selections, right? You know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Look, you know, I mean, they watch a lot of football, but those guys, and I mean, it's a their day-to-day job is being involved with rugby league, watching plays, and you know, when you're like Freddie, yeah, standing on the sideline watching games every week, yeah, twice a week, you get to know who can do what. So, I would never question what they have in their minds. Yeah, people are always going to have opinions about selections, but they're both pretty good. Again, you know, I mean, the trust they still have in each other, well, particularly Freddie and Brandy. That's why Brandy's involved, you know, because Freddie believes in him and trusts in him, and as do I, mate. So I've no doubt the guys have picked will be, will do the job for us. And let's not forget, if you went back 12 months ago and said, you know, to Queensland fans, what two players would you like to take out of the Blues side? If you said Tom Trbojevic and Latrell Mitchell, well, they had their wish for this series, for the first couple of games. So, you know, they were both outstanding. Well, I mean, they're phenomenal last year, but those guys. But, you know, Matt Burton gets his chance. He's a good young fella and a good young talent too. So he'll, and mate, that combination he had with the Penrith boys, obviously playing there for a couple of years before he's moved to the Bulldogs. He'll do a job as well. He's fairly switched on. He's a bigger boy than you think too. He's a big, big lump of a kid, and he's very similar build to a Jack White. And so let's hope he does the same job as Jack did in game one.
Ciro, just before we let you go, it's a cliched question, but I'm always fascinated by the answers. Who was the best player you played with and against?
Are we talking origin?
No, just generally. Just generally.
Generally? Oh, mate, I did get asked this, but it's like asking someone who's your favourite kid, mate. It's tough, mate. I think there are a couple of guys. There are a couple of guys back in the day who could control the tempo of a game, and that's really hard to do if you're in the referee's ear and doing that sort of thing. So guys like Wally Lewis, Peter Sterling, Andrew Johns, I played against when he was just a young kid coming in, but by the energy he bought, you know, but you know, and I play with some great players. I was so fortunate to play with some of the all time greats, but. I guess, for me, I trusted in and believed in, and you kind of mentored me when I first came. Was Wayne Pearce when I first started at Balmain, and I would play with some great players there, Benny Blocker, Jimmy Jack, those sort of blokes. So it's really hard to say, but there's some guys involved in this coaching staff here too. Yeah, Danny Bedeiris was so good for New South Wales when he played. Paul McGregor, I played with and against. He's doing a great job on staff as well. So it's some real, really good, really good guys who had wonderful careers, mate. So I've got around a rambling question, but I hope I've just touched on a couple.
It's almost impossible to answer those questions, isn't it, Paul? Because, as you mentioned, so many of those names are just absolute legends of the game. As you were, Paul, look, we really appreciate the fact you got up bright and early for us on Sunday morning. As I said, I'm just so happy Dino got out of bed at 5 o'clock. But, look, big night tonight. I think the Blues fans, they'll trust Freddie and Brandy as well. And let's hope the Blues can get the job done tonight, Paul.
You bet. Thanks, Ray. And thanks, Paul. We'll see you soon.